This is a great day.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. It's gonna be a great day.
Recently, the Me Too movement has drawn our attention to sexual immorality. But it's nothing new. Two of the most well-known men in the Bible became victims of their own lust. Samson, whose desire for Delilah cost him not only his strength, but his life. And David, who as a child took down the mighty Goliath, but as a man could not overcome his temptation for Bathsheba and was driven to order the murder of her husband. Fortunately for them and for us, there is a God who forgives sins as we confess and repent. Following his evil deed and the loss of his throne, David writes, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love and great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you."
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
She broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we go astray, we too have a merciful God who, upon our contrition, gives us the ability to overcome evil temptation and to set an example for others. Praise the Lord, or in a word, hallelujah. That's Pentatonics. This is a great day. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder with Jesus, every day is a great day.
Let's go.